was zochet to hear Rav Beryl Pavarsky this past week in Yeshiva Sponovich. I want to start off the mussar today sharing with you something very beautiful that he said. He didn't say sharp mussar, but then I'm going to get to the mussar I think is relevant. Back-to-back parshos, the Torah speaks about emunah in Moshe and his Torah. By Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Vayaminu Bashem uv Moshe Avdo. And by Maimar Har Sinai, it says, Vegam Becho Yaminu Le'olam. And Rav Beryl Shlita pointed out that the second Pasuk, by Maimar Har Sinai, says that there once Bnei Yisrael experienced Maimar Har Sinai, they're going to have emunah in you forever, Le'olam. Yet, when it comes to Kriyas Yamsuf, there it doesn't mention La'olam. It just says, Vayaminu Bashem uv Moshe Avdo. So the question is, why, when it comes to Maimed Har Sinai, is there emphasis on La'olam? And Rav Beryl Shlita said from his wife's grandfather, he's a son of Rav David Pivarsky, his wife is the granddaughter of Rav Yerucham Lavovitz, that the great Rabbeinu Yerucham said the following. He said that when the pasuk says "Ato hareis ladas" in Devarim, "Ato hareis ladas ki Hashem ulokim ein od milvado," you hareis, I've shown you ein od milvado. What does that refer to? When we see Hakadosh Baruch Hu, how do we see Hakadosh Baruch Hu? So Rabbi Rucham developed, it's beyond our scope right now to really bring out how deep this idea is. But Rabbi Rucham said that when one is ma'amik in Torah, when one delves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, so then that is the greatest encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to add to Rabbi Rucham's words, I don't know if Rabbi Rucham said it, but of course there's a Gemara in Shabbos that we've mentioned in the past, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which is a very important expression that we're going to refer to shortly. Anochi, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Ano Nafshi Kasvi Yovis, that I am giving my nefesh in the Torah. It's an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. Now, when it comes to an event, even a spiritual event, people forget about it. People today deny the Holocaust. Whenever there is an event that takes place in history, there's a mitzvah to remember it, because otherwise it'll be forgotten. The Rambam holds that even though the Torah says that you have to remember Maimon Har Sinai, the Rambam doesn't count it like Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim or Kriyas Yamsuf. Why? Because any time a person truly delves into Torah, that individual is encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is encountering Maimon Har Sinai. And the Gemara tells us that affects the way we're supposed to learn. Just like at Har Sinai, we learned, we experienced Be'ema Bereses Ubezeya with trembling, so too, we're supposed to learn with trembling as well. In contrast to Kriyas Yamsuf and Yitzias Mitzrayim, that was a historical event, a important historical event. There's a mitzvah of Zechira. But Ata Reisa Ladas refers to being Ma'amik in Torah. That's something that's constant with us. Adkan Divrei Rebel Pavarsky Shlita. Rabosai, if that's true, then the essence of what you're doing here in Yeshiva, what you're doing in Kollel, is being ma'amik, delving into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah to reach the point where you encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is that pursuit? Let's understand it for 15 more seconds more. That's a pursuit of emes. The Gemara in Shabbos also tells us Chosam Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, that the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truth. Chosam Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes means that the whole pursuit of Talmud Torah is one in which there's an unbridled search for emes. An unbridled search for truth. And if that's not the hallmark of your Talmud Torah, then you're missing the essence of what Talmud Torah is all about. Now, tonight I'm not going to talk about Talmud Torah. What I'm driving at is the result of learning, which is that pure search for MS, is supposed to transform us into Anshei Emes. And that's a big challenge. The world today is a world of relativism. It's a world in which everything goes. I mentioned in the past, a few years ago, when I was back from Eretz Yisrael, first thing that hit me is, as I was driving down the highway, was a picture of a bright yellow Nissan, and the advertisement said, and I still don't know what it has to do with what it was said, what it said in the advertisement, it's a bright yellow Nissan said, be a saint, be a sinner, just be. And that's the culture. Just be. And we cry out to the world with our Bikush HaEmes, that we believe that there isn't just what a person thinks is relatively correct. There's an absolute emes, and that transforms. It's supposed to transform who we are. But that's not easy. And in fact, Klal Yisrael has in its genes something that's contrary to that. Here comes the Mussar. Zok de'ele ge'gemar en avoid de'zara da'fayin. And the Gemara says even sharper in Bava Kama. I won't even say the way the Gemara in Bava Kama says it. Rov ganvi Yisrael. The majority of, I'm not sure whether we should put this on the internet. The majority of Ganovim, I won't translate that word. The majority of Ganovim are Yisrael. Says Tesis in Bava Basrach of Dalit Amir Aleph. Halacha l'maisa. A shayla of something that was stolen, and it was wine, whether it's Yayin Esach, Tesis says it's Mutter. You know why? Because Rov ganvi Yisrael. So on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Bechinas HaTaira, which is the search for MS, yet the Mitzius is, the reality is, that we struggle in an Alma Deshikra. And that means, at this juncture in your life, you are going to create the pathways of whether you're Anshei Emes or Chas V'Chalila, the opposite. I heard from Rabbi Zion Vosner Shlita that that's why the third Beis Hamikdash, we say Yiratzon Sheyibane Beis Hamikdash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may you build a Beis Hamikdash, doesn't say Shenivne, that we will build. You know why? He said because Rov Ganvi Yisrael, and he says he knows personally that so many religious institutions were built on money that was Aser. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't trust us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, keep your money to yourself. Rov ganvi Yisrael. The Beis Hamikdash has to be absolutely pure. The only way it's going to be absolutely pure is if it comes down from Shemayim. That's it. Many of you are starting on your steps in life, choosing a career. What are your priorities? What has Talmud Torah done to you in terms of how determined are you to be an Ish Emes? And it's not easy. And they're Chilulei Hashem all the time. All of the time. And I think there are three challenges that are at play. First of all, sometimes we even nichshal and gezel without even realizing it. You know, I have a friend who told me that he always forgets his umbrella wherever he goes. He says one day he came home and he said to his wife, Sarah, I actually remembered to bring my umbrella home today. She said, you didn't take an umbrella this morning. That is a challenge of Gneva Bishogeg. That's a challenge of Gneva Bishogeg. But it's more than that. It's like I said before, how deep is that Bikush HaEmes? How deep does that go? How consumed are you to live a life that's truly a life of Emes? Is your learning a Bikush HaEmes? Or is your learning about simply, you have to learn? You know why? Because Orthodox style works. As we mentioned in the past, it's most likely that your kids won't be on drugs and your daughter won't become pregnant when she's a teenager. Is that what it's all about? They say a great story that they asked the Chassid. Someone asked him, I don't understand. For you to choose a shtreimel, so that it takes hours and hours, you go from store to store in Williamsburg and Borough Park, and then you go Bnei Brak, and then look and compare, and this and that, on the kosher internet, the not kosher internet. And at the end of the day, after it's all after it's all finished, you finally choose your shtreimel. Yet when it comes to getting married, so you meet the girl after 20 minutes, and then you get married. So the chassid said, well, it's no kasha at all. So it's no kasha. He says, very simple. He says, the shtreimel, when I walk in the street, I wear it. When I walk in the street, I don't walk with my wife. Now, I'm waiting for the Talmidim to give me a parallel to the modern Orthodox world, because I'm sure the same joke applies to those who are in the Gruskolo, those who are in Torah Shraga, those who are in the Tivarye. It applies to everybody. And what is that Yisod? That people think more about what you walk in the street than really the pnimius of being an Ishemes. And the Talmud Torah, our Talmud Torah, is what we walk in with this in the street. Is it really the Eshes Ahuva of transforming who we are? So number one, it's easy to be Nechshal. You could take somebody else's umbrella. And on this the Gemara says, Rov Ganvi Yisrael. Number two, is a life of Emes is not easy. The world upstairs is a world of Emes. This is an Alma de Shikra. In all ways. And number three, says the Kozher Glover Rebbe, the Eretz Tzvi. You probably didn't hear of the city of Kozher Glov, but you did hear of the yeshiva that he was the last Rosh Yeshiva of, and that's Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. After Meir Shapiro passed away, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Fromer was the Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin. Hashem Yikom Domo, he was killed by the Nazis al Kiddush Hashem. Says the Kozher Glover Rebbe, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's that mitzvah? Is it simply to believe that there is a God? Or is there something a lot deeper? Says the Kozher Glover Rebbe, every single time a person questions and challenges and tries to change the destiny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them and tries to change how much money they're supposed to have because they have itchy fingers, so says the Kozher Glover Rebbe, that's a kfira anochi Hashem Elokecha as well. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destined how much we're supposed to have. Kozher Glover Rebbe goes further. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destined how much you're supposed to enjoy in this world. Every single part of our lives has a hashkacha pratis. How silly it is for a person to try to have more hana that's asur. Because you know what? On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided how much you're going to enjoy. And that's a cheshbon. That's been calculated. How much money you have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calculated. How much kavod you're going to have. That's all predestined. And therefore, the whole mitzius of Rov Ganvi Yisrael is a kfira nanochi Hashem Elokecha. Rav Miller Shlita told me a story. I can't say the names because I didn't get rishus from a Talmud. He came back from America. He told me an amazing story of Hashgacha Pratis. He said to me, two brothers who are both Talmidim of mine, you don't know who they are. One of them's wife is expecting. And she was on the train. And his brother, and that was Reuven and Shimon. Shimon is Reuven's brother. Shimon never takes the train. Reuven's wife takes the train all the time. Shimon never takes the train. And he got onto the train, and from a distance he sees his sister-in-law, who takes the train all the time. He never takes the train. What's the odds that he would get on the A train at the exact time? And he's watching from a distance. I couldn't believe the story. Miller told it to me just this week. He's watching from a distance, and all of a sudden he sees that she starts fainting. He runs over and he catches his sister-in-law as she's fainting. What hashgacha pratis? An amazing, amazing story. Two of my talmidim, his wife, the brother. Tov, that was a story, amazing story. Miller was describing to me she was pregnant and she had some type of episode, v'chule, what siyata d'shmaya that she didn't collapse alone on a train. There are amazing stories of hashgacha pratis. My wife, Shetichia, every once in a while she'll come home and she'll say, kids, I had a hashgacha pratis story. She says, I missed the bus. And the kids say, yeah, and what? That's it. That's the Hashgacha Pratis. That's the story. I missed the bus. Nothing else. That's the Hashgacha Pratis. That was destined that my wife was supposed to miss the bus. There's that Hashgacha Pratis, and then there are miracles on the A train. But at the end of the day, every single part of our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Hashgacha for. And what happens is that we at our core, when we begin to play with MS, because it's Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we play with MS, we're playing with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Says the Maharsha, next stop in Bava Basra, on Chafei Amabez. Says the Maharsha, they say a Melitza, an expression, B'derech Tzachus. Says the Maharsha, that there are some people that they ask God that everything that they touch should turn into money. And he says, you know what happens? Everything they touch they turns into money, and then they end up starving, because even the food turns into money. And he says, that's what Melitza on the Pasuk, Oef Kesef, Lo Yizbak Kesef. Lo Yizbak, I'll never be satisfied. Oef Kesef, Lo Yizbak. Why? Because everything turns into Kesef. Pasuk Kamishle, Marashah's way of looking at it. They say, it's hard to believe, but there's a legend that Jews like to say, that Rothschild was once locked in his own vault. The door stopped, slammed behind him, and he was locked in his vault. And he was trapped there for a couple of days. They managed at the end, right towards the end, to get him out. He had scrawled on the wall in blood, "Here lied one of the wealthiest men in the world who died from hunger." Hashgacha Pratis. Oh, if kesef lo yizbak kesef. And the reason why I'm talking it to young Talmidim now is when you're 35, it's often too late. Now's the time to make a commitment to what is truly important to you in life. And we, as Rabbeim, as Mechanchim, and as Mostos, as institutions, don't do enough to transmit the right message. Because you know what? At the end of the day, who do we honor? We honor people who are wealthy. When was the last time you went to a dinner where the person that was honored was somebody who was a blue-collar worker, who was an Ish Emes through and through? Rav Yaakov's grandfather was a blue-collar worker. He was a hero to me. There were most of Staka that recognized him, but at the end of the day, that is something in Ish Emes, that is something that is at the core of who we are. That's Chosa Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I beg of you to start thinking about this now. What is your Talmud Torah? What is really important to you in life? Is it the Shtreimel walking through the street? Where is the avas nafshi? Where is that true love? Our true love of Torah. Our true love of emes. Is that bikush emes going to stand with us at the time where there's a yetzahara? Is that going to affect what we're going to do in life? And at the end of the day, we'll fall into the traps of an alma de shikra. And there are two ways we could fall. One way is we could lead a life that's mediocre. And chas v'chalila, even worse, there could be chulei Hashem. And the opposite? The opposite is a person in which the Gemara describes Hashem Shamayim Misayi Vayadcha. That people look at him and say, Ma'inoya, how beautiful that person is. Kash Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be mekayim the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha.